We're back with The Takeaway. I'm Arun Roth, filling in for Tanzina this week. Tanzina is back on Monday. Amazon today announced it has decided not to proceed with plans to build a new headquarters in Long Island City, Queens. This comes after months of intense backlash to the move. WNYC's Jim O'Grady is here to tell us what we know about how this decision came to be. Jim, thanks for being here.
My pleasure, Arun.
So, why did Amazon change course?
This is the one question I can't answer. We don't know the deep reasons, but we know what has led up to it. The opposition that you mentioned, it's come from many quarters. It was led by two politicians in particular, State Senator Michael Gennaris and Queen City Councilman Jimmy Van Bramer. They said they didn't like the deal. The deal was up to $3 billion in government subsidies to bring Amazon here in exchange for 25,000 to 45,000 jobs. They thought that was too generous of a package to a trillion-dollar corporation and the world's richest man. And also citizens groups. You know, I was at a city council hearing a couple of weeks ago, and an anti-Amazon banner was unfurled from the balcony and interrupted the hearings. A group went out over this past weekend and knocked on doors in Northeast Queens to just speak to homeowners one-to-one, saying, this is not going to be good for your neighborhood. Prices are going to go up. There's going to be displacement and gentrification. So that sort of has been the face of opposition to Amazon in New York City.
So a lot of people seemed really surprised by this. How do we know how this decision was made ultimately? I mean, obviously, as you said, you don't have a special line to Jeff Bezos, but
What I'm thinking about it right now. Amazon is so big, they can do whatever they want. They don't care about hurting our feelings or upending our plans.
We thought so until today.
They said they were going to move here. All kinds of plans were made in conjunction with that. And now, with almost no notice, they've pulled out of those plans. So I spoke to someone at the New York City Economic Development Council whose job was to woo Amazon, bring them around. He coordinated all the meetings, all the site visits, all the setup for this. And the first word he said to me was devastated. What is this going to do to New York? He said this would have diversified our economy by bringing in a major employer. Amazon has 5,000 jobs here already. And they say they'll continue to grow here, but they are not going to be a major employer. He said all the executives at a high level who make decisions about exciting R&D projects, collaborations with other industries, they're all not going to be in New York now. They're going to be in Virginia and Seattle, most likely. So in his view, New York City is losing a lot by losing Amazon.
Well, the city did say no in the end. Is there going to be fallout for those politicians who came together to support this? We're talking about, you know, Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo.
Great question. I was at the Queensbridge Houses, the largest public housing development in America. It's right near what would have been the Amazon site. And I spoke to tenant advocates, and they were all in favor of the deal. They were salivating at those jobs for their people. Also, an independent poll by Siena College came out yesterday showing around New York State 20% approval rating for the Amazon deal over disapproval. So I imagine that some of these people will have questions for those politicians who were key to bringing down this deal. But they should also have questions for Amazon itself. They did the thing. They made the decision. They decided they couldn't take the heat, so they got out of the kitchen. They're the ones who should be answering questions. We've tried to ask them. They haven't talked to us so far.
Jim O'Grady is a reporter for WNYC. Jim, thank you.
Thank you, Arun.